News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
According to a new survey carried out by Switcher.ie, we should be checking our household bills as well, because apparently one in three of us are being overcharged for some of our household bills. Owen Clark, Managing Director of Switcher.ie, who carried out the survey, joins us now. Owen, just bring us briefly through what you found in this survey.
Yeah, I mean, what we're trying to understand is the difficulties that households are having with billing in general. I mean, the headline for the research is that 30% of people were overcharged on one essential household bill in the last year. Now, the average amount for that bill was, or the overcharge was, about €53 per person on average. So
that's pretty staggering.
I mean, it equates to millions if you look at the amount of customers that we have in the Irish market. So
how is it happening? I mean, look, I have to say, I'm probably one of those. When I get a bill, unless something really jumps out at me, I assume it's going to be correct.
Yeah. I mean, I was asked yesterday, are utility companies, you know, deliberately trying to rip off customers? The answer is no to that. I mean, there's a variety of reasons why you would be overcharged. I mean, it could be human error, it could be a technical error, it could be the wrong account detail set up, or it could be a wrong price plan that you've been being moved and you're on the wrong discount. So there's a lot of reasons there. But another scary statistic from the research is that just over half of us check our bills. So that means we're actually leaving it to trust our suppliers to get the billing correct.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it happens to a lot of us. And I mean, with introduction of things like online billing and online account management, where you don't get a paper bill in the post, you're less likely maybe to open up an email or maybe forget about it. So, I mean, the research also shows that households are having difficulty reading bills and understanding bills as well, that there's too much jargon in the bills as well, and that's putting them off.
Okay.
I mean,
Who are the prime offenders in terms of overcharging? What kind of bills are we talking about?
I mean, we're looking at all the utility bills, I mean, across the mark. So you're looking at gas, electricity, broadband, mobile phones, bin charges, etc.
Okay. So the advice to people listening this morning is, well, I suppose, firstly, read your bill, something I don't do very often.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to check your bill. I mean, open your bill as soon as it comes in. Check that your account details are correct. Check that you're on the unit rate that you're supposed to be on, or the correct tariff that you're on. But most importantly, we'd encourage consumers to take control of their bills. If you don't know what you're paying for a service right now, you're less likely to switch to a better deal. And there is hundreds of euros to be saved by switching gas and electricity, for example.
I have to say, it's the one I just don't understand why people don't do it, because there's no pain in it at all. The utility company will do all the work for you. It's literally just a matter of signing a form.
It takes about 5 minutes. I mean, there's a couple of things that you need to do. I mean, obviously you need your meter reading, your MPRN or GPRN if it's your gas meter, and really your bank details. If you want to sign up to the cheapest deals, they usually require you to sign up to online account management and direct debit.
How much do you save generally by doing that?
At the moment, the typical user can save, energy user, gas and electricity, can save about €402 per annum.
A year.
So
and you
it's
should
a lot
change
of money.
Every year, basically, isn't that?
You have
that
to change every year. I mean, typically when you sign up to an energy deal, there's a 12-month discount. When that 12-month discount ends, you will be moved to your supplier's standard rate, which are typically the most expensive in the market.
Okay, so loyalty does not pay in this case.
Put a note in your diary every year to switch.
Okay, all right. So the advice to people, read your bills, look for the best deals, shop around. When it comes to utilities, you don't even need to shop around. If you're living in a city, the chances are somebody's going to call to your door and say, do you want to switch?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the same applies to broadband as well. I mean, you can save up to €400 by switching broadband. I mean, the switching figures as well are quite low in the Irish market. I mean, around 14% of people switched gas and electricity last year. So that leaves, you know, 86% of households missing.
86% of us are not saving €400.
Exactly. We could be languishing on some of the most expensive tariffs in the market.
Okay. Good stuff. Good advice. Owen Clark, Managing Director of Switcher.ie. Thanks indeed for coming into us.
News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network, right across Ireland.